A few weeks ago on this program, Scott Simon spoke to two young men who were sharpening their political skills headed toward the 2008 presidential elections. Athul Nakasi is president of the College Democrats at the University of Iowa, where he's a biology major, and he joins us from there. Hello, Athul.
Hi there. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good. Gregory Boguslawski is a Dartmouth student and the chairman of the New Hampshire College Republicans. He joins us by telephone from Manchester. Welcome, Greg.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
First of all, now, Greg, I gather that you have decided on a candidate and you've actually been out working for him. Who's the lucky guy?
It's Senator John McCain.
And how'd you come to that?
You know, I thought about the options in the Republican field and read his book, really looked at his record of public service, his positions, his character, and decided that if it was my personal pick, I would pick Senator McCain.
Okay. Athul, you're still staying neutral, which I guess is not quite the same thing as undecided.
Yep, that's true. You know, I'm in a bit of a precarious position here, and all three, the president of our organization, endorsed Kerry, and it actually fractured the group into half Kerry, half Dean, and it really never recovered, and so we just have an eclectic group of support for all the candidates, although I will be caucusing for a particular candidate on the 3rd.
You're just not going to tell us who it is?
Unfortunately not. It'd cause a whirlwind of controversy here in Iowa City if I did.
Now, this is the time that campaigns are making what they're calling closing arguments, twisting your mind away from the guy that you're actually supporting, Gregory. Have you heard anything that seems to be aimed right at your constituency, at students, at young people?
No, I really haven't seen candidates targeting the youth vote in their closing arguments. And I think a lot of the issues that they address speak to student interests and student concerns, but there hasn't been an explicit appeal, if you will.
So, Greg, are you going to vote in the New Hampshire primary week from Tuesday?
Absolutely, by absentee ballot.
By absentee. So what are you going to be doing on primary day?
I'm actually going to be at a job, training for my internship in New York City.
Athul, what about you? What will you do during the day?
During the day, we have a series of media, and on our side here, we have seen explicit appeal to youth constituency. In fact, Senator Obama had a two-week-long tour of dozens of colleges across the state of Iowa. Then the very next week, we saw Bill Clinton come out with a series of youth events, and he was here on campus.
Tell me this. How are you guys dealing with the fact that most colleges are closed?
Yeah, the timing is unfortunate. Dartmouth College is actually one of the only schools that will be back in session in time for the primary. Those students who are gone, you know, who are out-of-state students, some of them will absentee ballot if they remembered before they left campus. I think others will try to register or are registered and will vote in their home states.
Athul, what about you? Are you preaching to a choir that's gone skiing?
You know, for us, it's a bit more complicated because we can't simply absentee vote in this caucus. You know,
yeah, you've got to go stand up.
Be present and debate and, you know, get on your legs and stand in your corners. And that definitely makes it tough. You know, we're not going to have a single state school open in the state of Iowa on the 3rd. I mean, that's 2 days after New Year's. So for us, we're encouraging students to caucus back home. But if you do happen to be out of state, and 33% of our school is from out of state, including 25% from Illinois, a large base for Barack Obama, they are specifically targeting students to come back, which is entirely within the rules. And we're encouraging students to participate in the Iowa caucus.
Okay, now I want to know, are you prepared for what happens next? I mean, the day after the caucus, the day after the primary, everybody leaves. You can go into any coffee shop you want to and you won't see a single reporter or candidate. Do you think you can take it?
Scary thought. But, you know, after the primary, you know, the presidential campaign goes on, and I think students who are supporting different candidates on either side of the aisle, they'll probably rally around the eventual nominee of the party. There'll be senatorial, congressional races, local elections. So there's still going to be plenty to do after the caucuses and primaries are over.
You know, politics is definitely never ending, but I'll tell you one thing. January 4th will be a very pleasant day for me. I won't pick up my phone and I won't check my email and sit in bed and wake up at 2 p.m.
Athul Nakasi is a student and president of the College Democrats, the University of Iowa. Greg Boguslawski is a student at Dartmouth. He's chairman of the New Hampshire College Republicans. Greg, thank you, and Athul, thank you both very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure.